Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Tommy Lugauer.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer, A very special day it was down the Canyon of Heroes. As we, as a Knicks fan base, as a city, celebrated the first Knicks championship in 53 years. And what a group to celebrate. A team that was dominant at times, historical at times. They always showed grit, heart, determination, and really this group, this Knick team that won a championship, they really embody this city. Never give up. Never lay down your sword. Always fight. Always show that grit and determination and work ethic to ultimately get your task completed. And in this case, finish the ultimate goal, which is a championship. And it started on Saturday night, and it culminated this morning, early afternoon, down the Canyon of Heroes, finishing off at City Hall with the speeches, and we'll get to those in a minute, the keys to the city for all the players and coaches and ownership. But overall, it was just a wonderful celebration today of New York City, the Knicks, and this great championship run. Now, let me take you through my experience. First and foremost, this is my first ticker tape parade for a team that I root for. I did not go to either giant Super Bowl. Now, one of them I was away at college, and the other one I was just starting out here at WFAN. And I remember I was working, I believe Francesa was out at the parade. But I was definitely working his show, so he must have been out at the parade. But I knew I had like a big shift that day, so I didn't want to take it off. I was just starting out here at WFAN. I was trying to be a great employee, and I always felt like work ethic. You work your way up the ladder, and then eventually you start hosting at nights. So the plan ended up coming to fruition, but I wasn't able to make either parade. So this was the first one for me, which made it extra special. Now, taking you through the last 24 or so hours for me. I was on the air last night till 2 a.m. I thought about booking a room in the city, but probably due to the parade and the World Cup being in town, the hotel prices around this area are extremely high. And it just wasn't worth it for me to drop that kind of money. So I didn't want to do that. Now, I could have slept here at the office, which is something I probably should have done in hindsight, but I didn't make that decision. And ultimately, I had to drive back home at 2 in the morning. And naturally, they're doing construction. I think they've been doing construction for about 3 months on the 495. I think they're trying to pave the potholes, which I can appreciate because I'm Tommy the Pothole Slayer. But you have to detour off the highway, off the 495, and it adds a little bit of time to commute. Nothing crazy, but a few minutes when you are not going to get a lot of sleep does matter. I got in around 3:15 in the morning, and then I did my darndest to try to get some sleep. I knew I wouldn't get a lot. I would be thrilled if I got 2 hours and change. That ultimately did not happen. You ever get so little sleep you don't even know how much you got? That's a scary thought. When you wake up and you're like, that could have been 5 minutes of sleep. It's possible that I slept for 15 minutes. You know, max 30, 40, maybe an hour. But that's when you know you got really, really, it's not even bad sleep. It's just my window to get the sleep was so tight, as it was for a lot of people. I mean, obviously, if you're going to get out to this parade and wanted to get a good spot, you were going to have to get up early. Now, for me, I was inside of City Hall or inside the facility there. If you were watching on TV where they had the ceremony up there and the mayor gave his speech and James Dolan gave his speech and other political figures that had just awful speeches gave their speech. We heard from Jalen Brunson, Mike Brown, Leon Rose. If you saw everybody sitting there, I was kind of like in the back end of that, like behind all the seats where Evan and Tiki were broadcasting from. And they were very gracious, and so was WFAN. So I'd like to thank the architect. I'd like to thank Ryan Hurley. I'd like to thank Evan and Tiki and Sean Marash for being gracious enough, for allowing me to be a part of the show. I did my very best. It was a very emotional day. It's been a emotional whirlwind for me the last 5, 6, 7 days since the Knicks have won a championship. I'm starting to lose count how many days ago it was because everything's blending together. You know, it started out Saturday night, my journey, being the first voice along with Anthony Gallo on the air when the Knicks won a championship. The final buzzer sounded and the Knicks had won. And I, along with Gallo, were the first voices you heard on WFAN. And then I proceeded to have a 3-hour show, which was very emotional. We heard from a lot of callers who are crying, and it was just one of those nights as a broadcaster, or if you view me as a broadcaster, I really don't. I'm not Walter Cronkite, but a sports talk radio personality. It was a very special night for me and my career, but also for my fandom. So to have that blend together was really, really, really fulfilling for me and the best night of my career. So I was very honored. And again, thank you to the architect. Thank you to Ryan Hurley for trusting me with that time slot and wanting me on the air for that time slot. It means a lot to me. So I went from there, did an overnight the next night, right back Monday night, 7 to midnight. And then the last couple nights here after the Yankee games. And then, like I said, drove home last night, got about an hour of sleep. If that. Woke up, and when you get an hour of sleep in the middle of the night, you're just all kinds of discombobulated. So I look over at the clock. I'm like, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know what's going on. Oh, that's right. The Knick Parade is today. I only slept about 35 seconds. I was like Buddy the Elf. I got a full 45 minutes. So I had to get ready quickly, got to the train station, took a 608 train, I want to say. It was packed. Now, it wasn't overly packed, meaning I wasn't able to sit. But I was able to stand because I was worried, like, I'm going to get on the Long Island Railroad and I'm not even going to be able to stand on the damn thing. But luckily I was able to. The vibes are good. They weren't like through the roof because you got to understand most people have been on that train since 5:30, 5:15, 5 o'clock in the morning. So everybody's still trying to clear the cobwebs and wake up. Now, as we got closer and closer to Penn Station, the vibe started to get a lot better.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
I get to Penn Station. I take a subway downtown, which was a bleep show. Now, I was at fault along with a lot of other people, and this is no fault of the MTA. This is just people that aren't as experienced in taking the subway. There were multiple trains going downtown, but everybody, including myself, and this was a mistake by me, were waiting for the A train. Meanwhile, the C and E were going downtown as well. Now, if you're taking the A train, I feel like a tour guide. If you're taking the, everybody knows you take the A train downtown, you go to Chamber Seat, you walk about six blocks up northwest, and you hit City Hall. But that's essentially what you do. And the C and E, you take it to World Trade Center. It got to the point where I was in between. I didn't know if I wanted to continue waiting because everybody was waiting for that A train. So we were stuffed like sardines in there to the point where they wouldn't shut the doors because people just have this, I don't know what they're thinking, but they just kind of stand there even though the train is completely packed and they don't want to accept the fact that the train is completely packed and they can't get on the train. So instead of just stepping off the train and waiting or seeking an alternate train to take, they just kind of stand there and the train doors won't close. So that cost us like 5 or 6 minutes. And oh, by the way, it was a race against time because I had to be at City Hall by 8 o'clock in the morning. It was a deadline to be there. Now, is it possible if I showed up at 8:15, I would have been fine? Perhaps, but I didn't want to risk it. So I was doing my damnedest, like the McAllisters running through the airport. Meanwhile, they left their son at home. Now, I didn't leave my son at home. I also don't have a son, unless you want to count my cat. But I take the A train, finally, we're stuffed in there, and the stop that I need to get off at is Chambers. The minute we get on the train and they shut the doors, you see, we'll not stop at Chambers. And then they say, due to the crowds, we're not stopping at Chambers. Well, due to the crap, you knew you were going to get crowds. Chambers is the closest stop to the parade here in City Hall. Meanwhile, I walked past the Chambers Street stop on my way to City Hall, and it would have been fine if people were coming out of it, but whatever. I'm sure there was a reason why they were trying to control the crowds. I'm not telling people how to do their job. It's just, it's frustrating because you're stuffed in there like sardines, and then the stop you want to get off at, they wouldn't stop at. And this is 7 o'clock in the morning. We're still 3 hours from the parade. So I get off at Canal. It made it a little bit longer of a walk, but nothing crazy. But a lot of stuff was barricaded off. Luckily, I had a press pass. And humble brag, a lot of the police officers are aware of who I am. So they were very helpful in, hey, Lugie, you got to go this way. So I was very appreciative, not only of the work that they do, but also helping me find City Hall. So all the brave men and women that keep us safe every day, they did an amazing job at the parade. And for those select police officers who knew I was and helped me out, I really appreciate that because I had no idea where I was going. My phone app for the Google Maps wasn't working properly. Stuff was barricaded off. There was millions of people walking around. So it was getting, and it was getting dicey. It was starting to get close to 8 o'clock. So not to be in a panic or anything like that, but I definitely was starting to get concerned that I wouldn't be able to find the place for my 8 o'clock deadline. So ultimately I got there around 7:50 to City Hall, got through, met Evan there, who, by the way, and I'm not joking, Evan Roberts arrived at City Hall at 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning. He's like, yeah, nobody was here. Of course not. Why would anybody be there? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. And the people that are in that part of the parade, meaning the City Hall section, they could get there by 8 o'clock and be fine. So they didn't need to get there at 4 in the morning. I understand not wanting to deal with crowds, and he's right about that. But this is, and I say this like lovingly, Evan Roberts, if you don't think this guy cares about his job, he sat there for 6 hours. 6 hours before the show. For a team that he despises. Now, he's a professional, but you know he hates the team. And he'll tell you that. He didn't do it today, obviously, out of respect, but he hates the team. So you show up 6 hours before the shift for a team you hate. You do a four-hour radio show. You had to sit there when confetti's falling down. You got me screaming and yelling and singing We Are the Champions. So it's a rough day for Evan, to say the least. But I finally got there. Now, I didn't get to see the parade on the route because once I'm inside the City Hall compound outdoor area, I can't leave. Now's you can't leave. I couldn't leave. So I couldn't really see the parade, but they luckily did have it on big screens out there. So I was able to watch it. And then I had one of the best seats in the house for all the speeches, for the ring ceremony, for Alicia Keys, who did an unbelievable job. So I was able to see that with a great vantage point and was able to watch the parade on the television. So it was a... Oh, and by the way, I haven't been home yet. I'm still out here, so I didn't go home. I was hanging out with some people. I just wanted to take the day in. Weather was nice. I was like, yeah, maybe I can go home and do chores and go see my wife. That doesn't sound fun. There's a lot of people in New York right now celebrating, having a damn good time. I was walking back to work, and everybody's in Knick gear. So I'm not the only one that was out since 4 in the morning and was still slagging around town at 8, 9 o'clock, or whenever the heck it was that I got back here. Yeah, right around 9 o'clock, which was awesome to see. It tells you that this city showed up, showed out, and the party is not stopping. Like, it's going through the night, it'll go through the weekend, and it will continue on and on as long as Knick fans want to take it. So yeah, I'm on 1 hour of sleep. I haven't been home since 6 in the morning on 1 hour of sleep, and I couldn't be happier about it because I got to do all these shows for this great Knick run, got to be along with Gallo, the first voice you heard on the air after the Knicks won a championship. I got to be one of the voices on the air during our parade coverage on Evan and Tiki, which, again, super gracious by Sean Marash. Not that he wanted to be there anyway, but still, that's his seat. So giving it to me, I appreciate that. Also, Evan and Tiki allowing me to be the third voice on the show. Awesome. The architect, Ryan Hurley, everybody involved. You made a Knick fans, sports talk radio host, dreams come true because I got to experience something very special with millions of other New Yorkers and Knick fans. So the 1 hour sleep, being in the city, and by the way, personal choice. I could have went home. I was like, I'm not going home. Let me just make that very clear to the audience. I could have went home, but I'm like, I'm staying. I'm hanging out. You kidding me? Now, I know the fear-mongerers like Paul Rosenberg, and I won't even count Marash because I know it was Rosenberg doing it. So I'll chew him out next week when I see him. That fear-mongering Paul Rosenberg trying to pump up Marash, telling us about tornado warnings. Tornado warnings? I didn't feel a drop of rain on me the entire day. By the time the Knicks hit the podium, it was beautiful sunshine. And the rest of the day was gorgeous. So, beautiful sunny day, Knick parade, millions of people in the city. I don't have to be in the work till 9, 10 o'clock. You're damn right I'm going to hang out. I'm going to enjoy this day because you don't know when you're going to get another one. Now, I'm very hopeful the Knicks are going to go back-to-back. I'm very hopeful they're going to be a dynasty. You know how I feel about my Mets. You know how I feel about my Giants. I'm just talking about teams I root for. Obviously, the Yankees, and we'll get to them, are the best team in the American League. And you throw this loss out. I mean, I know Duvall stinks. We all know that. But that's nothing new. We all know he's horrible. And Brian Cashman's going to add multiple relievers at the deadline. The Yankees can't win every game, newsflash. I mean, that would be quite impressive that if they could put on a Knick-type run here, but they're going to lose some games. They won the series. They've been very successful so far in June. They've been very successful against the AL Central, which they always are, but still, Cleveland's been a good team, White Sox have been a good team, and the Yankees have handled both of them. Yankees have been really, since that Tampa series, Memorial Day weekend, the Yankees have taken off and Tampa has bottomed out, which has given the Yankees a nice little lead here in the division. But obviously, the Yankees are the best team in the American League, and they certainly have a great chance of winning the World Series. But when it comes to my teams, obviously the Mets, the Islanders, Knicks, Giants, all the teams I root for, yeah, I don't know when I'm going to see the next parade. I'm always hopeful and I'm always positive that we're going to see one. But when you get, you don't always want to be, well, I'll get it next time. Because I'm sure there were people out there that didn't go to the parade. And if this is you, I'd love to hear from you. If you went to the parade, I'd love to hear from you. If you didn't go to the parade, love to hear from you. And if you tried to get into the parade and you couldn't get in, I would love to hear from you. Because I know there were people that couldn't get access to the parade. And they got there early, too. 7 in the morning, nothing. I mean, that's pretty damn early. So there were a lot of people that were turned away. And we'll get to the numbers that was estimated to be how many people showed up and why I think the number was lower than I projected. But if you're any one of those people, love to hear from you. You're probably still out right now, so you might not be hearing my voice, but because there were tons of Knicks fans on the street. Tons. All out and about, all walking the streets, Knicks gear as far as the eye can see. So I'd love to hear about your day as well. You heard about mine. 1 hour sleep. Talked during the parade, celebrated my basketball team, celebrated after the parade, came back here to do another show till 2 a.m. Tired, yes. Voice is going, yeah. Although I think it's good, though, when my voice sounds like this, because it's not as squeaky and high-pitched. So I actually, perhaps I should get 1 hour sleep every night and just kind of stay out in the city for 13 straight hours. I mean, bold strategy, Cotton, but it might make me sound a little bit better day in and day out. But yeah, love to hear from you and all your experiences at the parade. We'll get into some of the other things, including the mayor's speech, some of the other speeches, some things that I noticed at the parade, some of the things that went viral at the parade. We'll get to the Yankees. We'll get to the Mets. We'll start to open up other sports here, World Cup, now that we kind of tied a bow on this Knicks season. Still going to do a ton of Knicks, and we won't get to the offseason stuff for a while. We're going to celebrate here, but we will open it up over the next couple hours to some of the other sports who have kind of gotten the backseat and secondary treatment over the last few weeks. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors. Art. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?